Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Two Thumbs Up podcast, covering all things mobile gaming. Once again, we are back with our co-host, Ducky the Gamer, and we have lots to talk about this week once again. Now, I do realize we tweeted out from our Twitter account that whoever had the most liked reply to the tweet would be our next guest. That was Aerith. Yesterday, I messaged her to see if today would be a good day, and she said, well, usually the weekends work better. So today I said, hey, 1 o'clock work. And she said, I work and stream all day. So apparently
the weekends don't work better,
but hopefully we'll get her on the podcast in the future. Drop a like down below if you guys are excited for that one. Ducky, how are we feeling today?
I'm here. I'm really tired. I've been waking up way earlier as of recent. So went to bed. Noah roped me into playing zombies last night till like 2 a.m.
and we lost, we died, and we didn't even complete
the challenge. So we're doing it again tonight. So I'm here, I'm present, but you know, we'll just hop into these topics, I guess.
Yep, there's obviously a lot that's been happening. We're gonna start aiming for every weekend that we're posting. I know it's been currently really every 2 weeks, but you can blame Aerith for that one and the fact that she is never available. But first topic of discussion, obviously it's not as hot of a topic right now, but probably will be whenever the beta re-releases, and that is Project Bloodstrike. So for those of you who are not aware, NetEase, the king of all copycats, made another copycat. And basically a lot of people said it was a combination of Warzone Mobile and Apex Mobile. I would say it's a lot more similar to Warzone Mobile and Call of Duty Mobile Battle Royale, because it's not really full-fledged classes with like ultimates, actives, passives. It's usually just one ability that goes with the class, but there are a ton of mechanics in it that we do see in Warzone Mobile, such as the UAV. There is a plate system, but you automatically regen plates, which is slightly different.
That was crazy.
You got loadout drops. But overall, I would say it's most similar to Warzone Mobile than really anything else. And there were a lot of people enjoying it. The video that I posted on it, I think, is almost at 100,000 views, and that's on I think it's on my fourth channel. I don't even know how many YouTube channels I have anymore, but people seem to be excited for that one, especially given the fact that it seems like it might be a while till Warzone Mobile actually comes out. Could be a nice little filler game, especially if they don't end up getting sued.
There's like Apex characters. It's like, I would say like 80% Warzone, like 20% Apex. And I remember one of the characters they used almost had like a toxic gas grenade like Caustic. And I was like,
yes,
bro, screw it, dude. Hey, whatever game's on the market, I'm going to take this from this game. I'm going to take this aspect. There's like cherry picking. I mean, the cherry picking the best features, I'm not going to lie. But it's just I don't know. I think the beta was only, it was Android only, and then it was a test flight beta. But then apparently the test flight beta filled up really quickly. So if you're on iOS, you most likely didn't have a chance to play it. And then even then, for anyone outside of, where is SEA, that region? Is that the Philippines?
Southeast Asia. That's like Garena countries.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're outside of that, that region, your ping was miserable. But I was getting like 250, 300 ping. And so the people playing
the
beta.
You know they had South American servers, right?
Oh,
it wasn't great, but it was like 150 ping.
Oh, that's like throwback to Apex Mobile soft launch.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much.
But like the people playing that beta, bro, they were on something else, because there was no bots in it. According to sources, no bots in the beta, and those players, god dang, man,
they were twisted.
I think one time, my first squad game I played, I died like 8 times. Mm-hmm. But because of the it's kind of like Rebirth, is it?
It's basically Rebirth with 100 players is effectively what it is.
Yeah, so it was crazy. I enjoyed it. I only made like one video on it because I couldn't get it on my iPad. So seems interesting. I think these games, I remember right before Fortnite Mobile came out, there was a clone. Was that a NetEase clone?
It was Fortcraft first.
Yeah, and there's creative destruction.
Realized that Fortcraft was going to get like sued for sure, so then they made Creative Destruction, which was the exact same game, it just had a different name.
So, but was that NetEase? Is that the same company?
Yeah, it was NetEase.
Okay, yeah, so they do a great job of knowing the market's interest and knowing a lot of people want to play Warzone Mobile, but there is no Warzone Mobile right now. Same thing with Fortnite Mobile. A lot of people wanted to play it. Wasn't out. But for that, I think they only released Fortcraft like 3 days before the beta came out. So they didn't have like months of run up to farm up all these players. But now they have months before Warzone Mobile drops. So the game could get pretty big unironically. But as soon as Warzone Mobile comes out, it's just everyone's going like, who's going to play a copycat of the game they actually want to play? Not me.
Yeah, exactly. And that being said, like, it's a nice copycat, but the graphics are not good. I didn't realize how bad the graphics were until I got on my iPad. But I was talking to Noah on a call when I downloaded it. I was like, dude, I loaded into the game and my graphics are bugged. And I kept restarting it and like hitting repair and everything.
Oh, no.
And then I realized like that's just what the graphics look like. And I couldn't tell before because I was on a phone screen that was way smaller. But once I was on my iPad, I was like, oh, this is not good at all. So jeez. Obviously, graphics aren't amazing. There's some bugs here and there. But overall, for a clone, not a bad starting point and definitely made for some entertaining content. So I'm curious to see if maybe it continues to grow a little bit. Obviously, we've seen NetEase games in the past. For those of you who don't know, Rules of Survival was made by NetEase. That was kind of their first big clone that blew up and then obviously died pretty quickly when they didn't do anything about hackers and also like the actual version PUBG Mobile came out. So I'm curious to see what they do with it. I don't have a ton of faith in them as a company and as a whole. But also, I know they have like a lot of different divisions, and some of their divisions are actually good. Some of their divisions like actually pay content creators for sponsorships as compared to the Rules of Survival division, which...
Wait, who makes Free Fire?
Garena.
Oh, wait, that's a...
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
It's like an actual company.
Okay. Yeah, Garena Free Fire. Huh. I was just wondering if they're like pulling the Free Fire strat of just like terrible graphics, but that allows any phone in the world made in the last 8 years to play the game. Like,
it's possible.
Do you think
I wouldn't hate it? Cause like it's not like the movement is bad or anything. I would be fine with bad graphics and fun gameplay.
Do you think Warzone Mobile is gonna have a light version? This is like kind of off topic, but in the similar realm of like, bro, I know it's like alpha, and don't judge alpha, but I don't understand how the game's graphics are that bad. Like,
yeah,
I'm a stan of Warzone Mobile. I'm so excited, but the game looks like it's running on like four. It looks like that Battlefield early gameplay we saw.
Yep.
Like it looks like it's running like 480. It's not even like 1080p or 720p, and then just low quality textures. It's like pixelated 480p, and I'm like, How does this happen? Like even Apex Mobile way back in the day when that was in beta, the textures might be bugged, but at least they're like high quality bugged, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like
I wasn't really worried about the graphics. What I was worried about is that those were the graphics that we had, and we had iPhone 13 Pros that were like turning into hot potatoes in our hands in the span of one game, even with a fan running on the back of it. So if it's running like that on a high-end device, with those graphics, what's it going to do if you try to run good graphics or if you try to run 120 FPS or whatever it is? So obviously, there's still time to work on that. But yeah, for me, that was the biggest concern about Warzone Mobile coming out of the alpha gameplay that we had.
Yeah. I mean, even I remember Apex Mobile launched. That thing turned your device into a toaster oven. And I feel like they've worked on it significantly, because I remember when it launched, I was only able to get like I was playing on the lowest graphics, 60 FPS, but now I can play like mid to high graphics, 60 FPS. So hopefully Warzone will make those. If they don't, it's scary. Like,
oh, yeah.
I can only imagine what a older Android phone would run. Like, it probably can't even run it.
No, probably just wouldn't open.
Yeah. So interesting. Interesting times for mobile games. You got copycats coming out that look better than the actual game, and the actual game is still no one knows anything about it. But we do know that, have we reached 25 million signups? Or almost?
No, at 25 million, we know that we get the free ghost skin.
Okay. Gotcha. I know that was leaked. Well, I saw that was leaked a few days ago, that ghost is going to be the free skin. But is there a updated tracker anywhere?
There is not an updated tracker. They hit 5 million. I know that they hit, or at least as far as where the tweets came out for Warzone Mobile, they announced that they had hit 5 million, and then like 4 days later they announced that they had hit 15 million. So what? I'm guessing they probably just wanted, like, they had already hit 15 million. They're like, wait, we want to space out these announcements yeah. a little bit. And yeah. so they like decided, okay, we'll go ahead and tweet out that we have 5 million. And then a couple days later, we'll tweet out that we have 15 million. I think that's probably what happened, because the fact that we haven't hit 25 million yet,
and it seems yeah, that,
like
was,
that was kind of an unrealistic pace.
That was September 20th. So the 23rd, they had, accordingly, they had 5 million, according to Wizard Mobile. And then 4 days later, on the 27th, they hit 15 million. So you're thinking on that pace, it'll only be another week or so. But it's been almost 2 weeks since the 27th, and no one, I mean, they announced the skin, so they must be close. They must be really close.
Yeah.
But I honestly, that's pretty, considering it's Android only signups at the moment, that's impressive. Cause, I remember Fortnite was always predominantly an iOS player base. Like, if the game is more skewed towards iOS, players just because of the performance, then that number might even be like misrepresented if a lot of people aren't expected to play it on Android and they're just gonna play it on iOS. So I think I pre-registered. I'm not even sure. I'm not gonna play it on Android though. Like, I'm just gonna play it on iOS.
Yeah, no so. Question. Yeah, I just pre-registered for the free skin. That was yeah. kind of the only reason I did it. I will say, just for like a frame of reference, I believe Apex Mobile capped at 15 million. So the fact okay. that I think it was like 2 weeks after.
I mean, it hit 15 million pretty fast.
Yeah, the fact that they're passing Apex Mobile that quickly, pretty big deal. I think looking at the other games, I think it was 26 million, if I'm remembering correctly, for New State Mobile. But obviously, dang. That was heavily piggybacking off the success of PUBG Mobile as well. So the fact that a lot of this is coming from Western countries, where we're having people pre-register, and Warzone Mobile still as big as it is, and the pre-registrations growing as quickly as they are, definitely a good sign, at least for the initial popularity. As far as how it's going to do whenever it's out, that's 100% dependent on how they actually develop the game.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. I mean, I think the one thing, it's like, it's awesome when games, I don't know, like, if this is a trend, not a trend, but like, I remember back in the day, yeah, I guess so, they would announce like a new COD a few months out, and then we wouldn't get like multiplayer gameplay until like a month out. But then like the game is about to be fully here. We still have like, I don't know, six, like anywhere from like 4 to 8 months maybe of waiting for Warzone Mobile. And like, that's the only problem about releasing all these things so early on, is I feel like instead of keeping the hype super compacted and super like powerful, it kind of just draws the hype out over a length of time that kind of, it like dulls it. It dulls the hype a bit. So yeah. This is the only problem. I mean, it's still good to get people, you know, their hands on the game, but with games going through alphas, closed betas, open betas, soft launches, like when you got a Call of Duty back in the day, you just went to GameStop and bought it and you were playing it that night, you know, like this whole new wave of, and I think that's only mobile games. Like any new PC game that comes out, like, I mean, they did a Modern Warfare 2 beta, but the game comes out a month later, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, for us mobile gamers, we play betas, and they're like, all right, dude, see you in 6 months. Yep. Excited to hopefully remember about this game and download it again. So, I mean, I don't think Warzone Mobile is going to have that problem of people forgetting about the game, but I definitely just think it's like you said, they're trying to draw out the excitement and the hype and keep the content going over months and months that they have to fill until the game eventually comes out, so we'll see if they can do the job successfully. I don't know.
Yep. They got a lot of work to do. I am curious to see when the point is that people start getting impatient. I think they learned a little bit from the launch of Apex Mobile that, like, you got to have patience, and also you can't set expectations too high. Obviously, there are still going to be people that want to overhype everything for the sake of farming impressions, and that's just the way that's going to be. But I think the community at large understands that we've learned a thing or two from the launches of New State Mobile, from Apex Mobile, and the games that have kind of underperformed our expectations. So hopefully a more realistic approach to Warzone Mobile can be good. But obviously, moving on to more things happening in mobile, this time on the esports side, those of you who watched the podcast for a while probably remember when we had TSM Ice Stream on the podcast. He was the most recent signed for TSM, specifically for Apex Legends Mobile. They had also signed Sanho. He announced earlier this week that he was no longer going to be a part of TSM, and Sanho announced the same thing about a month ago, if I remember correctly. So that means TSM is basically completely pulled out of Apex Legends Mobile, which is not super surprising. But the fact that it happened less than a year after launch, definitely not a good sign. I don't think they're completely out of mobile. If I remember correctly, they used to have a PUBG Mobile team. I'm not 100% positive on that one, but they might have their hands in here or there. But for the most part, their endeavors in mobile gaming have not really paid off. And I mean, I think overall, just an indication of Apex Mobile not quite reaching the standards that we expected.
Yeah, I mean, you said not even a year out. It hasn't even been 6 months since the game came out. And they were signed after. I mean, they were only a part of the team for a few months. And this is something where, like, iStream isn't to blame. Sanho isn't to blame. It's just the environment that Apex Mobile has created for content is not one that allows people to thrive right now. I mean, we've mentioned the Google Trends graph. And the numbers time and time again. There hasn't been a single week over the last 5 months where the popularity of the game or the interest in the game has increased whatsoever. So the game is on a continual downward trajectory. And if you're a company like TSM, where, I mean, albeit they probably weren't shoveling out, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a month to these creators, but still, you have to see, think of it from like a, you know, analytical perspective of like, all right, I got these guys, we're paying them. What's happening in the scene? Nothing. No news about esports. The content just keeps going down. Developer relations and with creators aren't the best. And I think TSM was like hedging their bets that if Apex Mobile was going to be huge, then Sanho and iStream are definitely two of the creators that would have been at the forefront of the game. But we've all seen how things have played out over these last few months. And TSM was probably just like, don't see this happening now. They could always re-enter later. Like, just because an esport org leaves the scene doesn't mean they're never coming back. But it's super sad to see another org try mobile out and then just leave.
Yeah, I think it's just been kind of the trend. I think part of that is, especially for past games, has been popularity in the West. I think part of the reason that we've had, I mean, even on the COD Mobile side, NYSL is the only team that has really stuck around. Not that they're really on that level of the TSMs and the Optics. Like, as far as overall popularity goes, outside of the COD scene, they're not super well known. But because they are a big name in the Call of Duty scene, that gives them some sort of pull in the West. And I think that's a big step forward. But overall, for the most part, mobile games just haven't been super popular in the regions where most of those organizations are located. So I think that is a big portion of the battle. And I think Apex Mobile could have been one of those games that's popular in Western countries, but just because of the execution, it wasn't able to do it. So we'll see if maybe they can turn things around. Obviously, there are a lot of people on Twitter talking about things coming to Apex Mobile in the future. I think, as far as the current state that they're in, this
okay,
is something
listen.
I talked about.
Am I timing myself for this? All right, listen. Bobby last week mentioned to me that we talked about Apex for 15 minutes, and I was talking for like 12 of those minutes. And I listen, I don't let that happen again. So, or what are we doing here? We have Apex. The problem is, we say this every week, is they just always do something that's worthy of talking about. Like, that's the, like, you don't see COD Mobile releasing an update that's just madly confusing. Mm-hmm. So am I timing myself? Am I going to get myself in a lot of time frame, or what are we doing here?
You Apex? Have to let me finish talking because you interrupted
me. I understand that, but I'm setting that because you were hopping into it and I'm just trying to.
You don't have to time yourself. Just let me talk.
All right, man. All right. Okay. Let you go.
All right, I was saying I feel like the position that they're in is very similar to where we were going into season 2, where we needed them to have multiple consecutive updates in order to save the game. They had a good update for season 2 that fixed a lot of issues, but it wasn't one that introduced a lot of content that was going to draw in new players. ever since then, I feel like they've only had updates that have negatively impacted the game. So I think heading into now, they're once again at a point where they need four or five consecutive really solid updates with no bugs, no issues, and positive additions to the game in order to get back into a place where they can contend with games like COD Mobile and PUBG Mobile. So there's been a lot of people hyping up the update that's coming. You know more about it than I do. We also know that they added the solos game mode that a lot of people are like, oh, solos is going to save Apex Mobile. No, solos is not going to save Apex Mobile. Apex isn't even designed to be a solo game. It's designed to be a team game. So that didn't make, like, anybody who thought that in the first place just didn't know what they were talking about. But especially with them making bots ridiculously OP, I think that made solos even less enjoyable.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that conversation we had of like, if Apex Mobile wants to be on the up and up, they can't fold. There is no margin of error. Like, they have already used up their margin of error over the last few months, so they have none left. And this update that's coming out, from what people are saying on social media, it seems to only be a ranked update. I think Ken Strafe even tweeted out, let me see what he said. He's yeah, hey guys, remember Season 3 Ranked is looking promising. Nothing else about Season 3, though, just Ranked, just in case you missed the first time. So a lot of people, I mean, and this is the problem, is every time we get to a new, you know, the lead up point to a new season, everyone's just like, this is going to be the update. I have a feeling. Season 3 is going to save the game. Season 3 cannot save the game. At its current standpoint, like Bobby said, you need multiple updates in a row to save the game. Like, one good update, not gonna do anything. It's Season 2 update was fine, but that was like almost two months ago. And since then, they've just taken their sweet time to release battle passes and not a whole lot of other content to do anything with. And so they're gonna have to come out of the gate swinging Season 3 with some heat. And then they're gonna have to, you know, continue that up with not, did you also see like the battle pass timing in the game?
Yeah, the Season 2.75 or whatever.
Yeah, like, in COD Mobile, you know, like, is it the first week of every month that, like, the new update comes out?
It's not necessarily, like, a same week, but it's usually around a month after the most recent update.
Yeah, there's, like, a 30-35-day time period for these games where, like, you know a new update's coming out. Right? You can expect content. And if Apex Mobile decides to do one update 5 weeks later, one update 6 weeks later, one update 2 weeks later, just really confusing for the players, and myself included. And I don't know. I'm not hyping anything up. I even said I'm going to keep my thoughts on this potential update private, because, you know, if it's awesome, I'll praise it. That's the good thing is, you know, if it's, I would rather set my expectations at the floor and then go from there than rather setting my expectations super high because of what everyone else is saying and then having it land in the middle and it just being disappointing. So,
yeah, I think one thing that messes up the Apex community's perspective of the way content creators approach things is that the only thing that they saw around Apex Mobile leading up to launch was overhype and unrealistic expectations. So anytime somebody approaches the game with like a rational thought process, like an actual critical approach about how the game should be improved and everything else, if it's not like all positive, then they just see it as hate. So like we tweeted out the clip last week about, is it too late for Apex Mobile to get saved? And so much of the Apex community is like, you guys never say anything good about Apex Mobile. You're just haters. You're just doing it for impressions. The thing is, Apex Mobile hasn't done anything worthy of praise since the Season 2 update. And the only things they did worthy of praise were fixing the issues that they put into the game at the beginning of launch. And so I think that one thing people have to understand is, if you're going to be able to compete with these games that are established 3 years old and have gotten rid of the majority of their bugs and issues, not saying they're perfect games. COD Mobile and PUBG Mobile are far from perfect, but they've gotten rid of the majority of the major issues. You got to expect Apex to at least make changes to move in that direction. So I think at the end of the day, like, we want to see Apex thrive. We want to see it do well. Yeah. Because mechanically, I would say Apex is the best battle royale that is available out there. Like, I enjoy watching Apex on PC and console, especially on the esports side of things. I think the base mechanics in the game are phenomenal, but the way that you execute the rest of it is the portion of the game that really has been left wanting.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, I have nothing inherently, like, negative towards Apex Mobile. Like, I still make content on the game. I want to see the game. If anyone in the podcast wants to see the game succeed, it's me. But it's also important to not cloud your perspective when looking at something. Like, I think the whole Apex Mobile community has taken a massive dose of copium recently, and this has been the case for a while, of like, every update's going to save the game. This next update's fire. This next update's a heater. I'm so excited. And then ultimately, when the Season 3 update most likely comes out and expectations aren't met, people are just going to turn to, oh, well, the game's only been out for 6 months. Look at Apex PC. It took them 2 years to figure out the game, so we have time. If you're giving a game that kind of thought process of like, oh, it can be bad because the PC version was bad for so long, that's not valid at all. They should have learned from their mistakes on PC and console and avoided all these headaches and not had to jump through these hoops over the last few months and then just come out the gate with a, you know, properly finished game. But that's not what we've seen. And I mean, it's just so fascinating because, like I said, they just keep up. Like, the solos update was, I couldn't even make a video on it. I physically could not record a video on it because of how poorly they implemented bots in that game, in the game mode. And it's like,
is it only in solos that bots are broken?
Yeah, I had someone tweet at me saying it was all, because I asked in my video, because basically I just made a commentary video of like, this is what's wrong with the mode. It's a good mode. It's a good idea, but they rushed it. And that almost seems to be a theme recently of like, Apex is, they've kind of caught themselves on their back foot and they're like, whoa, we gotta do stuff now. And now they're like full sprinting ahead and then just like missing key things as they're flying by. So that mode was a fold. Good idea. And I don't know, man. It's exhausting to talk about it every week with no change. Like, I hope the Season 3 update just blows me out of the water, but it doesn't look like it so far.
Yeah, I think the fact that we have both been in mobile gaming for as long as we have gives us a different approach to these games. Because for the people that are newer to the scene, people that are getting started in content creation, like, obviously their natural instinct is just hype everything up. But I think we've seen so many games die because of the way that developers have not listened to the community, that we understand the importance of like actually giving that feedback. So that's something I plan to continue doing, like, for any game that I play. Like, people think I only say bad things about Apex Mobile. At the end of the year last year, I wrote a 2-page document about just what was wrong with ranked and esports for COD Mobile, and I tweeted it out. Like, I'm all for giving feedback, because at the end of the day, the more feedback, the better. So I'm still hoping that Apex has a chance to turn things around. They've got to keep listening. I think they've kind of trended in that direction. Like, we've seen them do better with their socials. They tweeted out like a Ken Strafe clip the other day, and they're communicating with content creators. But yeah, I think it has to be like a two-way communication channel in order for it to actually work.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like you said, it's also hard to positively critique the game. Like, most critiques come off as negative because they're trying to improve something in the game. And it's not for the sake of, I hate this aspect of the game, so let me critique it. I think the solos mode could have been fire, and it can still be fire. It could be an amazing mode, but it's imperative they make certain changes, and those changes aren't going to be made. Like, if, let's say, I think the game mode sucks, but because I don't want to make anyone mad, I record a video, and I'm like, guys, this brand new update's crazy. I love this mode. I've been playing it all night, and I lied. Like, I can't do that. It's dishonest to me, it's dishonest to you guys, and that's not going to help the game. Like, praising the developers when they do something good, I've been doing, like, whenever they tweet out something good, I'm like, bro, this is a fire tweet. But then they'd be tweeting out some stuff out of left field, I'm like, bro, this is crazy. So I think people just kind of glaze over the positivity, and then they're just only hyper-focused on, like, the negative, or like if someone says something negative and they just pounce on them. So once again, we all hope the best for Apex. You know, every week I say that, but every week, you know, and next week we might record after the new update, and who knows, it might be the same thing of they folded, and it's hard to say they folded in a nice way.
That's special.
Apex, man. What are you going to do?
I'm letting you take the next one because I don't know anything
about it. Yeah. Well, the one thing I wanted to mention, and this is like the mobile scene, I think we can all agree the last like 6 months has been kind of on a, I don't want to say that, it's been cooling off in a way. And COD Mobile, you know, when would you say that like peaked, quote unquote?
I would say it peaked like mid 2020.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, they have stuff ramping up with what, Stage 5 here in 2 months. And we've got tons of other mobile games, you know, Warzone Mobile obviously heating up, Valorant Mobile, TBD, no clue when that's coming out. But a game that's just, I feel like it's been chugging along in the background. And a game that I think a lot of people still low-key play or franchise is like the Clash franchise, like Clash of Clans or Clash Royale. Like, I feel like so many people low-key still play these games, and then just, it's not talked about. Because they've been out for, like, Clash of Clans has been out for, like, 10 years now, or something insane. And that's a game where, like, over time, it's just got better and better and better and better. As there's a content creator, Judo Sloth, you guys might know him. He recently hit 2 million subscribers. And so it feels like in a time in which mobile games are cooling off, like, it just goes to show if a game is truly sound and their creator relations are good and their updates are awesome and they listen to feedback, then the game will prosper. Like, it's not just a thing of like, oh, mobile games aren't too hot right now, so every game you're going to release is going to suck. Like, I feel like Clash Royale and Clash of Clans have to be making some of the most money they've ever made at this point in time. It's crazy. Like, they're releasing a new update, a huge Title 15 update, when like a few years ago they only had Title 10. So just wanted to shout that out. I know a lot of people like low-key play these games, and we never talk about Clash. I play it low-key. Literally, I play it almost every day low-key for a few minutes a day.
I play Clash Royale every day.
Really?
Yep.
What level are you?
Usually just when I'm like waking up in the morning or whatever. Gets my brain going, you know? For real?
Huh?
Yeah.
No, that's just such a funny, like, yo, alarm goes off. Oh, I'm gonna open my chest.
Not like first thing, but you know, like,
no, that's what I picture. Just
Twitter.
You just awake in bed. You're just like, dude, time to clash. but like, that's, I don't even know Bobby played Clash. I feel like it's not, it's like a closeted game, but on accident. It's just,
yeah,
it's a game where there's always something. I remember it was like a few months ago. I went down this Clash Royale like content hole on YouTube. I don't even play the game, but I was just obsessed with these videos people were making. Like these huge challenge videos. So I don't know, like, why do, maybe it's just because it's not the cool hip trend thing to talk about it. Like, why do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're like truly casual games in that, like, yeah, you can take them seriously, but also like most of the time when I'm playing Clash Royale, I'm not even like trophy climbing. I'm usually just playing like, because they added one mode that I really like. It's basically like unlimited elixir.
Oh.
So you just spam cards the entire time. And that's so much fun to me because it's like I don't even have to think whenever I'm playing. I just like, I think when I'm building my deck, but then I'm just like chucking it down to the field as fast as I possibly can. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
I need more mobile games. Like, I know we love mobile esports. We love competitive mobile games, but I think we need more mobile games that I can sit on the toilet and play, that I can lay in bed and play. Like, I don't want to always have to throw on my thumb sleeves, put on headphones, so I can be able to not go 2-27 in ranked. Like, I want to be able to just, like, sit back.
That's actually a good point.
Being able to play a mobile game on a plane is huge for me. Like, I try to play Clash Royale on the plane every time, but there's, like, a 200 millisecond lag, so it takes, like, 3 seconds for a card to go down, and I lose every time. I need a good mobile game that I can play on a plane.
Bro, that's me for Clash of Clans. Clash of Clans on a plane goes
crazy. That's true. Maybe I need to start playing Clash of Clans again.
Yeah, because it's just, I mean, even with like plane Wi-Fi, you're not like, if your internet's bad, you usually be like stuck in the clouds for a while. But if you're not, like, if you're decent Wi-Fi, like, that's my go-to plane game. If I'm on a plane and I'm willing to spend $10 on the Wi-Fi. Like, I'm not going to be on YouTube. I'm not going to be on Twitter. Like, bro, I'm busting out my iPad, letting the whole plane see my base because I want to flex it because I'm insane at the game. But that's a good point of, like, it feels like most of the games in the spotlight are games that, like, people grind. Like, you know, Clash of Clans, or no, Call of Duty, Apex Mobile, those, like, games you sit down for hours. You don't really, you can play, like, 2 hours a day of Clash, but it's always broken up into, like, small increments, I feel like. You hop on for 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes here. Where Apex and Call of Duty, it feels like you're just on the game for the entirety of the, like, you're just on the game once a day for however long you're going to play. Yeah, it's a good point. I didn't think about that. So Clash of Clans still popping out of the game. The new update's coming out. It's going to be insane. And this, I wanted to highlight just how amazing Clash of Clans creator and developer relations are. Of, like, they're just like, yo, we're not even going to, like, market this update, really. We're just going to give all of the information to content creators, and they can just post it. Because the content creators get crazy views. They get to put their own spin on it. And it's probably less work overall for the Clash of Clans team. So, like, that's, if there's any game to look at right now and be like, they're doing it right, Clash, the Clash franchise, Clash Royale, Clash of Clans, like, they're, I mean, they just hosted, like, a Clash Royale World Championship for, like, 250K.
That's where I met Judo Sloth. He was in LA.
Oh.
And he was casting it was either Clash of Clans World Championship or Clash Royale.
He's probably Clash
of
Clans.
We were literally staying at the same hotel whenever I was casting the COD Mobile Championships. And he recognized me. I was like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. And then I saw his videos popping off. I was like, hey, that's the guy that I met last year whenever I was at the hotel. I was like, wow, that's pretty crazy to see.
Oh, man.
Like, I had no idea who he was, and now he's getting way more views than I am.
Yeah, he just passed 2 mil subs, and he's already at 2.04 mil, so he's already got like 40K in a few days. And this is like the prime example of like a game having enough content, and like, bro, the fact that a game's been out 10 years, and they're still like, let me actually, okay, Google Trends, probably not going to be the most popular it's ever been, but if I had to guess over the last 5 years. Clash of Clans. Should I do a YouTube search volume or just web?
I would do YouTube.
Past 5 years. Wow. Yeah, it is hit. It actually peaked just 2 months ago in August. Peaked at its all-time high in the last 5 years. This is United States. Let me see worldwide. Probably the same thing. It's actually coming off a bit of a high, but still relatively. I mean, let's actually just type in. Got it.
How the heck is Call of Duty Mobile more popular than Clash of Clans? That can't be real.
Well, maybe, sir. I mean, also, I feel like what happened is once people are subscribed to their creators, they're not necessarily, like, the search algorithm knows, like, yo, this guy likes Clash. We'll just recommend him Clash content. So they don't have to, like, search for it. COD Mobile is a newer game, but it's still crazy that a game that's so old is still so popping.
They come out in 2013? Is this right?
What?
Or was it earlier? Clash of Clans.
Maybe like this. I don't know. Clash of Clans release date 20. Oh, August 2, 2012. The game was released on iOS platforms on 2012, and it was released on Android in 2013 on October.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, I remember back in eighth grade, I did a base reveal. How old would I have been in eighth grade? Would I would have been like 13. So I was playing it the year it came out. I'm a OG, my man.
I think I did too.
I remember it was eighth grade. In the morning before classes started, we would all sit in the gym. I don't know why they did it. Like, it was really weird. Like, you'd walk into school and then you'd walk down to the gym and then you just sit on the bleachers. It was really weird. I don't know. Maybe there's some, like, safety thing going on. But I remember, like, Clash of Clans was, like, getting pretty poppin'. And back then, I remember I was, like, a Town Hall 8 with, like, a pretty okay base. But, like, people would ask me for base reviews and, like, help them with their base because I was playing it so much. But, yeah, I must have been – I was 13. I was either 12 to 13 in eighth grade. So that matches up with the release date of August 2012. So I was probably playing it. And I still play on the same account. The same account I've had for 10 years, and I'm only at Town Hall 12.
Yeah, that's honestly the biggest reason that I never went back to Clash of Clans, because I'm pretty sure whatever account I was on, I lost whenever I stopped using my iPod Touch, because that was what I played Clash of Clans on. So it's kind of RIP, and I didn't feel the desire to work my way back, you know, because you invest much time.
It's nowadays, you can go from a new account to Town Hall 12, or no, Town Hall 10 in the span of like 3-4 months.
Like, all right, if you're, I'm gonna do it.
Like, I'm not even showing. I have a second account where I started doing that. Like, if you just play every day and you always have a builder working, I'm gonna be honest, I spend a little bit of money on the game. Like, if you buy those, like, whenever you go to a new town hall and you spend $10 in the pack, no. Like, but those like $10 packs give you so much value. But
how many $10 packs you buy though?
Maybe like 5.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, on that account, I probably spent like, you could free to play it. Also, the gold pass is crazy, but you could free to play it all the way up to like Town Hall 10 in a matter of like 5 months. If you like pay a bit though, probably like 3-4 months. Where like Town Hall 10 back in the day, dude, that took you like 2 years. So it really scaled up the progression in the early stages, which once again, it's just the game has been out so long. They're like, looking back, they've just done everything right. Like, I can't remember being like, bro, that was a terrible update. Or like, man, they folded. And nowadays, it's just like everyone's trying to one-up each other on like who can fold the hardest in mobile gaming. It's funny.
Yeah, I guess there's probably fewer things that you can mess up in a game like Clash of Clans as well, because you don't have like movement mechanics, you don't have textures, you don't have... Like, it's just... At the end of the day, it's the same game that it was however many
years. Oh, it is.
2012. That's 10 years? It's the same game as it was back then, and that's kind of the beauty of Clash of Clans. Like, you don't need a new engine for the game to change the movement and the way the gunplay works and everything else. Like, because it was such a good base game all those years ago, it's still a good base game today.
Yeah. Great all point. Right. Do you want to talk about the other thing you mentioned?
No. Nah, I think that's a good place to end.
Not worth it. Gotcha. Well, thanks so much for watching the Two Thumbs Up podcast this week, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, my wonderful co-host, Bobby Plays. As always, you could find him or myself down in the description, as well as our clip channels. We've been posting more on our Twitter. The Twitter is, if you want a hot takes in mobile gaming, follow the Twitter. We be tweeting some hot takes. And
also, give us your $12 phone loadout.
Wait, what? $12 phone?
No,
I know. Okay, I'm joking. It's a joke.
I was going to say. I forgot we talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, bro, I haven't liked. I commented on it. Wait. Before we end, what was your loadout?
I think it was COD Mobile, Warzone Mobile, Wild Rift, and I didn't realize I had a dollar left, so I went Rogue Company as well.
Okay. I went Clash of Clans, Diablo, Wild Rift, and Warzone. Because I was thinking, like, if I only have 4 games, I don't want all shooters. You don't want all shooters.
That's true.
But that's true. I'm not a huge Diablo fan, but also for a dollar, the grindability in that game is crazy. Like, you can get lost in that game. And then Wild Rift, I was like, bro, Pokemon, COD Zombies, heck no. Hey, maybe with the new update, I would reconsider, but past COD Zombies, heck no. Is that Project Bloodstrike in there?
It is.
Bro, you're tripping.
I feel like pretty good value.
Yeah, $2 is... Dude, for a beta game that's a ripoff and you have a full-fledged...
I mean, I would rather play Project Bloodstrike than the majority of the $3 games in there.
Yeah. I would... Yeah. No, I'd play... I would probably get into Brawl Stars, to be honest. I've never had enough time, but I feel like I'd like that game.
Yeah, I got my fill of Brawl Stars a couple years back whenever it was in beta, so... Yeah.
But
I'm
I think
all right to leave that
Minecraft up it. I mean, I guess, I don't know, Minecraft Mobile kind of sucks. I would, yeah.
I didn't know if anybody's going to go with Minecraft Mobile. I just know, like, for the diehard Minecrafters out there, that they would probably go with it.
Bro, man's put an unreleased game at the $5 tier. That's crazy. I mean, honestly, I don't even know if there's anything else that would take.
Maybe I just did that because I know how many, like, COD Mobile streamers are just waiting on Valorant Mobile. I knew they're gonna put Valorant Mobile no matter what happened.
Well, yeah, let me see. I'm Clash Royale, Valorant, Brawl Stars, COD Mobile, Warzone Mobile, Rogue Company. Ooh, it's all shooters. Clash of Clans, Apex, Warzone. That's fire. Yeah. Well, you guys can make sure to go fill that one out. And once the game, drop us a follow over there. We'll make sure to follow you back. Just kidding. But hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. We'll try to get Aerithon as soon as possible as our next guest. But until then, we've got a few spicy updates coming out of the mobile gaming scene. So expect great podcasts on that whenever we get around to it next week, week after. And we will see you guys then. Deuces.
Adios.